The word for today is be flexible. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4 we read, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." When it comes to the truth, you should be unbending. But when it comes to relationships, you must learn to be flexible. If you always need to be right and make the other person wrong, you'll never enjoy stable, long-lasting relationships. One author writes, "We will not last together because we were never wrong. We will last because when we were wrong, we found the invincible will to correct the wrong and the grace to endure whatever it took to survive it together. Our families are never perfect, but that doesn't mean we cannot find a way to make it across the tumultuous seas onto the shores of love and life. Coming from backgrounds with different traditions and conflicting ideas, we bring baggage and unrealistic expectations to our relationships, whether we're conscious of it or not." So what should you do? He continues, "Create in yourself an openness to change and an understanding that much correction will be needed for what you'll face together. Make this attitude your charter for how you'll operate as a couple. Always be willing to recalibrate your relationship to ensure that decisions made on one stage of life now fit the growth and maturity of the present." Do you know what the biggest problem in our relationships is? Selfishness. We want to have things our own way. But that's not the scriptural way. The Bible says, "Let each of you look out not only for his or her own interests, but also for the interests of others." When you live with that kind of mindset, you'll enjoy rich, rewarding relationships. That's the word for today on UCB.